All right, let's go to the Word of God. I want to share with you a word. You know, when the year began, our mother told us that we are not just going to move from where we are. She said that this year we'll see God do mighty things. And then she said that we are not going to the next level, so you are going to another level. Another level. And as she was saying this, I was hearing God say it's a new dimension. Amen. Amen. So she didn't say next, because when you say next, you assume you start here and you go to the next step. Everyone, even those in politics, are saying next level. But am I saying another level? And I believe it's another dimension. Now, I'll explain to you what I mean by that. If you can turn your Bibles or on your phones or whatever you have to Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54, we read from verses 2 to 4. Isaiah 54, the Word of God says here, it says, enlarge the place of your tent. Then it says here, stretch your tent curtains wide. Stretch the place of your habitations. It says, spare it not. If you look in the NIV, it says, you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate places or cities. Then it says, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. It says here, do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Someone say amen. Now the Word of God says here that you will not be put to shame. But before that, it says, look, stretch your tent curtains wide. Stretch the place of your inhabitations. Stretch, stretch, stretch. And as I was thinking, I began to realize this is God's mandate for all of us to enter a new dimension. Someone say new dimension. New dimension. Here's what it means. You see, when you say next level means you are in one place and you are thinking from here, I go to here. Next level. So first step, next level. But what God says to you is this, you are not going to the next level, you are going to a new dimension. So you are going from this ground to a place that is not two times, not four times, but more than 10 times better in Jesus' name. I see you rising in Jesus' name. I see you going further in Jesus' name. Next level, for someone who has a one-bedroom apartment, will be moving to a two-bedroom apartment. Next dimension is going from one bedroom to owning your own house. Next level is going from riding or trekking every day because there's no petrol. Going from trekking to riding Keke Napep, that's next level. Next dimension is going from trekking to owning a car and then giving out cars. Are you hearing me this morning? Next level is asking God for healing. Next dimension is God healing you and making you a healer. So when we think of one thing, God thinks bigger. Next level for a caterpillar that crawls on the ground would be to start to climb a tree and get to the biggest leaf. Now catch this. The next dimension in God's mind for the caterpillar is not climbing a tree. The next dimension is becoming a butterfly. And it soars even higher than where it came from. Is anyone ready for a next dimension? Is anyone ready for where God is taking you to? I decree over you in the name of Jesus. As you leave MegaCon 2023, you are entering a new dimension. You are entering a place where God says, what you knew before is what I will take as your starting point. You will go from one level to the next one, and you will be in a new dimension. A new dimension. You see, levels talk about going from step to step. Dimensions talk about going from width, breadth, height, depth. If you can show me Ephesians 3:14, show me Ephesians 3:14. Dress very, very quickly. We'll still stand and we'll still stretch now. Are we there? Or 18, I'm sorry. Go to 18. Is that the right one? Go to verse 18. And Paul is talking here about the love God has for you. Stay with me now. Go to 17 and we'll come back. Pastor Jerome mentioned this the other day. Go to 17. It says there, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Christ dwelling in you. And I pray that you've been rooted and established in love. In whose love? In his love. Go to the next verse now. Will establish, 19:18, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep. That's talking about dimensions. A level is on the same level. But when you enter a dimension, you go wide. You go high. You go deep. You go long. Because God has a plan for you that's bigger. You will not be in the same level in Jesus' name. As this year comes to an end, you are going to a new dimension. Now, do me a favor, please. Stand up for a minute, please. Stand up for a minute, please. Do me a favor and stretch. I read Isaiah 54. It says, stretch like this. Now, stretch your hands up. Then stretch the other one up. Now, stretch your knee if you can. Don't fall down. The other one. Stretch like this. Stretch like that. What stretching does for you is it increases your flexibility. What stretching does for you is it makes you have better posture. So I want you to enter the rest of this year with better flexibility. Nothing will shake you in Jesus' name. You will stand strong in Jesus' name. You will reach high in Jesus' name. So do me a favor, when you get back to your place, stretch your mind. Stretch your business. Stretch your faith. Stretch your thoughts. Because God says where you are going to, what you had before was not even enough. I will give you a new dimension. In your business, new dimension. In your family, new dimension. In your homes, new dimensions. In your faith, new dimensions. In your relationship with me, new dimensions. I decree for you, new dimensions. New heights in Jesus' name. New width in Jesus' name. New depth in his love in Jesus' name. Because you are grounded. You are rooted. You are strengthened in his love in the name of Jesus. So before you sit down again, start thinking, what do I need to stretch? Because we didn't come here to shout. We didn't come to convention to just shout and go home. Think. What do I need to stretch? Because God says, stretch the place of your habitation. And we are afraid to stretch because we think, what if it doesn't work? But I want to challenge you, what if it does? You know what God said? He says, stretch. And then he said, you will not be put to shame. See, the people of Israel were afraid to stretch because they thought, if we increase our habitation, what if they come and they kidnap us again? What if they increase the price of fuel again? What if they increase the price of tomatoes and rice and this? And God says, if they increase your necessities, I will increase my provision. If they increase what they ask for, I will increase what I give you. Because I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. And I provide from you. I provide to you out of the riches in my glory. So one more time, stretch high. Stretch wide. Be flexible. Raise it up. You will not be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. Your children will come in Jesus' name. Your homes will be better in Jesus' name. Your business shall get better in the name of Jesus. Do me a favor. Tell yourself, I will stretch. I will stretch my mind. I will stretch my business. I will stretch the things I'm thinking about. I will stretch my faith. Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. So I decree for you, in the name of Jesus, God is going to give you better bigger, higher, wider in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who is leaving here ready to stretch? You're going to stretch from being an employee to being an owner in Jesus' name. Some of you here will live as CEOs in Jesus' name. You are going to stretch your influence in Jesus' name. Please don't take these things lightly. You are going to go back home and they will come to look for you in Jesus' name. You are going to get back home and people shall say, did you not used to be over there? Say, yes, I was there before, but I'm in a new dimension. David was in the back of the forest watching sheep. His next level would have been to watch 5 sheep. But when God increased his dimension, he left watching the sheep of his father to watching God's sheep of the people of Israel. Is someone hearing me this morning? So we are going to take communion now. All of these bishops are here. They're going to lay hands on what you are going to take. And the faith that brought us here, that brought them to where they are. I believe in these bishops. I believe in these men of God, these coordinators. I believe in every one of us. And as we lay hands, as we anoint you, tell yourself you are stretching into a new dimension. Into a new dimension. Into a new dimension. Into a new dimension. Now do me a favor, please just raise your voice. Begin to thank God right now. Begin to thank God right now. Begin to thank God right now. Raise your voices. Raise your hands in Jesus' name. Our archbishop is here in a few minutes, and when she gets here, we're going to just continue. But meanwhile, just begin to thank God. I'm going to say, Father, I thank you for my new dimensions. I'm going to tell yourself, what will you stretch? What will you stretch? What will you stretch? You cannot come here and leave the same again in Jesus' name. You will not leave the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Please just speak to God. Say, I'm stretching. My business will stretch. My mind will stretch. My faith will stretch. I will not be the same in Jesus' name. As our bishops come forward and they begin to take, let's come forward now. We're going to pray over the communion. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to come forward and pray over the communion. We're going to spread out. We're going to do it. But tell yourself, I will not be the same. Stretch your thinking. Go back and do something more than you did before. Because you are entering a new dimension. New dimension. New dimension. New dimension. New dimension. New dimension. Not new level, but new dimension. Not next level. Next level is one thing. Next dimension is a different thing. And God is carrying you to a new dimension in the name of Jesus. Nobody here will be like they were before in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Speak, speak, speak. As you enter today, it's a different dimension. It's a different dimension. It's a different dimension. It's a different dimension. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kadaboshen te de bekete la rabakata. Yente te de bekete shata rabakata. 1 Corinthians 10:16. This cup of blessing. This cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Please, you are entering a new dimension. Remember this. As life left Jesus, life entered you. So you cannot be the same as you were before. As his body was broken, your body was being put together. So there's no way you can be the same anymore. So I decree over you in the name of Jesus, new life, new dimension in Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by this ministration from CGMI MegaCon 2023, hosted by Archbishop Margaret Benson Edahosa. We encourage you to listen to other powerful and life-transforming messages by other speakers. Visit our website at cgmi-megacon.org to see our verified links to other digital platforms where you can download and listen to the audio messages. Remain blessed and focused on Christ always.